professor with the North Dakota Department of Health, and she'll be presenting on factors associated with Tdap and meningococcal vaccination coverage among middle school students in North Dakota 2010.
Good afternoon. Meningococcal meningitis is a serious disease with an estimated case fatality rate of 10 to 14%. Morbidity among survivors ranges from 11 to 19% and includes neurologic disability, limb loss, and hearing loss. There have been increasing numbers of pertussis cases, with 17,000 cases reported in the U.S. in 2009, especially in the 10 to 19-year age group and in infants less than 6 months of age. Tetanus and diphtheria are also serious diseases, which fortunately are now rare. Fortunately, all of these diseases can be prevented with effective vaccines, which include tetanus toxoid, reduced diphtheria toxoid, and acellular pertussis vaccine, or Tdap, and quadrivalent meningococcal conjugate vaccine, or MCV4. The ACIP recommended that pre-adolescents aged 11 to 12 years receive MCV4. This recommendation was first made in 2005. This was followed by the same recommendation for Tdap in 2006. With these recommendations in place, Tdap and MCV were required for middle school entry in North Dakota, beginning with the 2008-2009 school year. Middle school begins with 6th or 7th grade, depending on the school. To enforce school immunization requirements, North Dakota state law requires that any child not adhering to the recommended schedule shall provide proof of immunization or a certificate of immunization within 30 days of enrollment or be excluded from school. Despite these school requirements for Tdap and MCV, vaccine coverage in North Dakota was only 72% for Tdap and 66% for MCV among persons aged 13 to 17 years in 2009. This is compared with coverage for vaccines required for kindergarten entry, which ranged from 85 to 96% in 2009. The objectives of our study were to assess whether North Dakota middle school immunization policies were compliant with the state law and to determine what factors are associated with high Tdap and MCV coverage among North Dakota 7th grade students. I'll now present the methods of our study. The North Dakota School Immunization Survey is an annual web-based survey of all North Dakota public and private schools conducted by the North Dakota Department of Health Immunization Program and used to assess school-reported coverage rates of the required school immunizations. The link to the survey is sent to the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction listserv of school administrators. However, the survey may actually be completed by a nurse, administrative assistant, principal, or other school personnel. We added three additional questions to the 2010 school survey. In addition to providing enrollment numbers and the number of students who have received each required immunization, we asked who determines which students are up to date with their immunizations, and provided a drop-down box with the following options: administrative assistant, local public health nurse, principal, school nurse, or other. We also asked, do you have a school nurse assigned to your school? And finally, what is your school's policy regarding students who are not up to date with required immunizations? We defined a middle school as any school that had a 7th grade enrollment greater than zero. A state law compliant immunization policy were policies that exclude students from school who have not received required immunizations or have not provided a valid exemption. High Tdap and MCV coverage was defined as greater than or equal to 90% of 7th grade students. Bivariate analysis was performed using SAS 9.2 to identify factors associated with high Tdap and MCV coverage. I'll now present the results of our study. Of the 428 total North Dakota schools, 377 schools responded to the survey for a response rate of 88%. 175 of these schools were classified as a middle school. Of these 175 schools with 7th graders, only about 15% were traditional middle schools in that they housed 6th through 8th grades only. The overwhelming majority were K through 12 schools, K through 8 schools, or 7th through 12th grade schools. All 175 schools with 7th graders were included in our analysis. 88% of middle schools were public. 67% of schools were in a rural location. Half of middle schools had a state law compliant policy. 28% reported having a school nurse assigned to their school. This slide shows the breakdown of school personnel who review records and determine whether or not a student is up to date with their immunizations. In 40% of middle schools, a local public health nurse determines this up-to-date status, followed by administrative assistants, school nurses, and principals. This slide shows factors associated with high TDAP coverage among North Dakota 7th grade students. Overall, 56% of middle schools had high TDAP coverage. Among 82 schools with a state law compliant policy, 68% had high TDAP coverage, compared with 40% who did not have a state law compliant policy. This finding was statistically significant. A similar percentage of schools with a school nurse and without a school nurse had high TDAP coverage. Among 99 schools with a nurse determining up-to-date immunization status, 64% had high TDAP rate, compared with 46% of schools who had a non-nurse personnel determine the up-to-date status. 62% of rurally located schools had high TDAP coverage, compared with 44% of urban schools. Both of these findings were statistically significant. The next two slides show the results of the same analysis done with MCV coverage. Overall, 53% of middle schools had high MCV coverage. Among the 82 schools with a state law compliant policy, 61% had high MCV coverage, compared with 43% of schools without a state law compliant policy. This finding was statistically significant. The same percentage of schools with and without a school nurse had high MCV coverage. Among 99 schools with a nurse determining up-to-date immunization status, 59% had high MCV coverage, compared with 45% who had non-nurse personnel making this determination. 58% of rurally located schools had high MCV coverage, compared with 42% of urban schools. And neither of these findings were statistically significant. In summary, high TDAP coverage was associated with schools that have a state law compliant policy, have a nurse determined up-to-date status, and rurally located schools. High MCV coverage was associated with schools that have a state law compliant policy. Having a school nurse assigned to a school was not associated with high TDAP or MCV coverage. Overall, the findings of this study indicate that the suboptimal TDAP and MCV coverage rates among North Dakota 7th graders are not explained by any one factor. The following findings may be contributing factors. As expected, our study showed that not all schools have a policy to exclude students who are not up to date with required immunizations, and that there is an association of high coverage with those schools that do report having this policy. Anecdotally, we have heard several reasons for schools not having an exclusion policy, including legal arguments and increased workload for schools to exclude students. Surprisingly, having a school nurse assigned to a middle school was not associated with high TDAP or MCV coverage rates. Reasons for this are unclear and require further investigation. Finally, the association of high TDAP coverage with rural schools may be explained by local public health units going directly into the schools in rural areas and administering the required immunizations. Though the study used school-reported survey data, we were able to validate the results by obtaining 7th grade student immunization records from randomly selected schools. Also, some misclassification may have occurred with the school nurse and school policy questions. For example, the question, do you have a school nurse assigned to your school, may not have been interpreted as a simple yes-no question by some schools, particularly if they have a nurse that only comes a few times a week or covers multiple schools. Additionally, to analyze the school policy question, which allowed schools to choose multiple answers, the answers had to be categorized as state law compliant or not, but some schools made selections that were inconsistent with one another. Based on our findings, we recommend investigate barriers to implementing an exclusion policy for middle school students who are not up to date with TDAP and MCV. Explore reasons why school nurses were not associated with high TDAP and MCV coverage. And finally, consider a pilot intervention of linking a middle school and a local public health unit in an area where this is not currently occurring. I'd like to acknowledge the people listed here for their contributions to this study. Thank you.